was going to say welcome
no,
back.
You can't say myself. That.
No. Our next guest is Mateus Grande. And you are from where originally?
I'm a Brazilian. I was born in São Paulo, in Brazil, of course.
Do you like bossa nova music?
Oh, we love that, right? Oh, all yes. Brazilians.
Yeah. Okay.
And helicopters. And helicopters. São Paulo is full of helicopters.
It's one of the crowded city with helicopters in the world. It's crazy.
I've been there, yes. Well, I'm so glad to have you with us. And of course, you are here today with Texas Aircraft Manufacturing, which I think you had something to do with originally, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Well,
tell
first
us about
of all,
that.
Thanks for being here. It's really nice. It's a pleasure to be with you, Amy, and Rob. Yes, well, I'm one of the founders of Texas Aircraft. My background is I'm a lawyer, but I've been into aviation for all my life. You know, I was the one, the kind of the kids that was flying flight simulator entire afternoon after school. And when I finally got the chance to become a private pilot in Brazil, then I started to enjoy a lot of nice and quality time with my dad, and that was amazing. That's when I met Caio, my partner, also co-founder of Texas Aircraft. And Caio was a founder of Empire. Empire was the leading small aircraft company in Brazil with many awards, also from Osiris Silva, which is the founder of Embraer. And for 25 years, and we became very close friends. And I was just in love with Empire's aircraft. Conquest 180, which was the most, the aircraft that Caio would sell most back in time. And I was just crazy. I was dreaming about flying that aircraft. So I had my private pilot license, and I finally got the chance to fly the Conquest 180. And Kai was so kind with me from the beginning as a customer, right? Back at the time, you know, getting me to fly, demo the aircraft. So that created a bond between us. On the other side, I have my partners, which is Samantha and Carlos, the investors. And also my background, I ride horses. I used to ride a lot, actually. And long endurance horse racing, 100 miles, it's crazy
wow,
stuff.
Wow, I didn't even know they did that.
Crazy stuff. And so that's where I met Carlos and Samantha, and also many years ago. And we were so close friends. So I was the responsible guy to, you know, gather everyone and say, hey, let's do this. We all have this passion. Carlos also is a private pilot, and he also has this big passion. And one of the reasons why we came up with Colt as well. So,
well, tell us about that's kind of the first end result of all the of this partnership. And what is the Colt actually? Because it's here at AirVenture for the first time.
So the Colt is a result of many, many years of experience and knowledge from Caio and Diego, the founders of Empire. Okay. Besides having designed 12 different aircraft, Caio provided maintenance for many years for different aircrafts, Pipers, Moonies, Beechcrafts, Cessnas. So he has so much, you know, knowledge in designing and manufacturing and providing maintenance to the aircrafts, that we kind of gather all that together, inspired in the Conquest 180. That was the best-selling aircraft, small two-seater aircraft in Brazil. We gather all of this knowledge with the will and passion from that I have, and Carlos and Samantha also has for aviation. And we come up with the Colts after 2.5 years of hard working doing the design and R&D of this aircraft.
What made you come and start this company in Texas?
Well, that's it's a long story.
give us the short vision.
But absolutely. Well, Caio always had this dream to bring Conquest 180 to the United States. And when they were thinking about doing that, okay, so where are we going to establish it? So we need to have a dealer, or let's manufacture that in the United States. In the first place, he thought with Texas. On the other side, kind of a coincidence, but Samantha is American and she lives She lived in Texas for many years, and she loves Texas. So it's kind of, you know, where are we going to do this? If we're going to the United States to do all American-made aircraft, where are we going to do this? So Texas kind of in the middle, and we had this interest of Kyle coming to Texas and Samantha living in Houston, Texas. So basically that's how we end up in Texas.
That's fabulous. And I have to compliment you on what looks like a beautiful fit and finish to this airplane. Just the interiors, and it's a good-looking airplane.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Indeed, we love this aircraft, right? I cannot say other stuff, but we worked so hard to get a nice finishing into this aircraft, because at the end of the day, you want something. You wanna feel good inside. You wanna feel, hey, this is super nice. And this is how I felt when I got into Conquest 180. And that's how we want our customers to feel when they get into the aircraft. If they're bringing a friend to fly together, they wanna be proud of this, you know? So that's our feeling. That's why we put so much energy into having a very nice interior for this aircraft, not only inside, but outside as well.
Well, yeah, but you also have the advantage. It's a very modern airplane, so you can keep it light.
Exactly. So the coat is an all-metal aircraft, solid rivets, and we designed a chrome molybdenum. It's a special steel. It's very tough steel. Survival cell. So we brought together a very traditional and proven methodology of construction to a very sleek, nice design. So it was very hard. We put in so many hours of engineering and hands together to how we gonna have an all-metal aircraft, solid rivets, but make it beautiful, make it nice. It's not, metal work is hard to get, you know, nice curves and everything. It's very easy and simple when you have a carbon or composite materials. You can do the curves and nice design. So it was a challenge for us to get, you know, hey, we want something that's proven. We want to have a tough aircraft. It's built tough, but also we need to have a nice design. So at the end of the day, we are so proud because we were able to have, we now have a product that's so tough, it's built tough. It was designed in that way so flight schools can take advantage of that and have a light sport that's really tough. They can handle real hard landings. And we did all the tests. We exceeded all the ASTM requirements in every test. So at the end of the day, we came up with a very nice design, sleek aircraft, but it's still metal, solid rivets. It has a survival cell, so it's a very safe and proven aircraft.
The ATSM regs really are game changers for these light sport and two-seat airplanes, I think. I think the difference between having to go through the old Part 23 certification and what you can do now, your time frame seems to be moved up, rather, you know, compressed almost. You can really, here in the U.S., you can really get something to market faster. Would you say that?
Yes, I would say that. So it's not easy to comply to make your aircraft compliant with the ASTM standards. It's a long process. It's a lot involved in that. And one thing that we are proud as well is we designed our own jig equipments for all the static load testings. And what we didn't want as a company is to do tests with sandbags, you know. We really wanted to bring this to a whole new level because we are stepping to the market with the Colt, with the light sport aircraft, but we envisioning going bigger, going forward. We already started R&D on the four-seater. We're going electric, and we can talk a little bit more about that. So we designed the jigs to really get the best results and quality results, and to make sure that the Colt is the tough guy. And so ASTMs is not easy to comply with, but I realize it's a step forward in making it for manufacturers more accessible to have a product, to final product. And also it's a great news that the FAA is discussing and open to discussions about increasing the weight.
Because
it, at the end of the day, people are saying that the limitation should not be on the weight of the aircraft, because, for example, the quote, we exceeded all the ultimate loads. So the flight envelope of this aircraft could be bigger, right? We could put much more load in this aircraft, but we are now limited by ASTM compliance, you know, state standards. So this is a great thing about FAA going back and reviewing this, because it will also allow every company to have more products, you know, and aviation will be very glad with that.
But you know what I think is really interesting is that this is not a bare bones kind of airplane. When you look at the cockpit, which I had not seen before, I mean, I knew it had the Dynon Skyview, the large screen, and it looks extremely modern. It is extremely modern with the capabilities of this airplane. Now, I'm sure you probably talked to flight schools around the country as this was coming to be. What did they think when they looked inside at what was going to be on the panel?
They were super glad about the inside of the aircraft, because the way it was designed, you can access everything so easy. And having the Dynon Skyview, which Dynon did such a great work with that, it's an amazing EFIS. Flight schools realize they can provide training and get students to be more familiar with a glass cockpit more than ever. So now it's accessible. So that's the reasons why we decided let's go with Dynon and of course have the basic analog instruments for an emergency, or if the right electric emergency could happen. So the way we designed it was thinking as okay, if I'm at flight school, what would I want for this aircraft? So we put ourselves in their seat. So it worked out just fine, and we're happy with the results.
That's fabulous, because I can see that you're doing that by the fact that you've got a frame with an electric motor hanging off of it in your booth. Where are you located on the field where people can see?
Absolutely. So we are at booth 355, 356, 361, and 362. We are very close to the Boeing Plaza. So come and see us. We'll be very glad to share a little bit about our story and to show the quote.
Are you taking orders for the airplane?
Yes, we're taking orders. We have a wait list, we'll be glad to talk more about that if anyone want to come and understand a little more how it works.
It is always so exciting to speak with a new manufacturer, to speak with someone who's doing something different, to listen to the trials and tribulations you've gone through, and to welcome you into the family here at AirVenture. When we see something new, it's thrilling, isn't it?
I really appreciate you guys being so welcoming to us. Everyone in Texas, here, everyone's around us. We've been very blessed to have such nice people around us. So thank you.
You're welcome. Mateus Grande, founder of Texas Aircraft. Go by and see their Colt. It is very, very cool.
Thanks for joining us on EAA Radio, 1210 AM and 96.5 FM.